Welcome to our new chapter book, Stuart Little by E.B. White. Chapter 1, In the Drain. When Mrs. Frederick C. Little's second son arrived, everybody noticed that he was not much bigger than a mouse. The truth of the matter was, the baby looked very much like a mouse in every way. He was only about 2 inches high, and he had a mouse's sharp nose, a mouse's tail, a mouse's whiskers, and the pleasant, shy manner of a mouse. Before he was many days old, he was not only looking like a mouse, but acting like one too, wearing a gray hat and carrying a small cane. Mr. and Mrs. Little named him Stuart, and Mr. Little made him a tiny bed out of 4 clothespins and a cigarette box. Unlike most babies, Stuart could walk as soon as he was born. When he was a week old, he could climb lamps by shimmying up the cord. Mrs. Little saw right away that the infant clothes she had provided were unsuitable, and she set to work and made him a fine little blue worsted suit with a patch pocket in which he could keep his handkerchief, his money, and his keys. Every morning before Stuart dressed, Mrs. Little went into his room and weighed him on a scale, which was really meant for weighing letters. At birth, Stuart could have been sent by first-class mail for 3 cents, but his parents preferred to keep him rather than send him away. And when, at the age of a month, he had gained only 1/3 of an ounce, his mother was so worried she sent for the doctor. The doctor was delighted with Stuart and said that it was unusual for an American family to have a mouse. He took Stuart's temperature and found that it was 98.6, which is normal for a mouse. He also examined Stuart's chest and heart and looked into his ears solemnly with a flashlight. Not every doctor can look into a mouse's ear without laughing. Everything seemed to be all right, and Mrs. Little was pleased to get such a good report. "Feed him up," said the doctor cheerfully as he left. The home of the Little family was a pleasant place near a park in New York City. In the mornings, the sun streamed in through the east windows, and all the Littles were up early as a general rule. Stuart was a great help to his parents and to his older brother George because of his small size and because he could do things that a mouse can do and was agreeable about doing them. One day when Mrs. Little was washing out the bathtub after Mr. Little had taken a bath, she lost a ring off her finger and was horrified to discover that it had fallen down the drain. "What had I better do?" she cried, trying to keep the tears back.
"If I were you," said George, "I should bend a hairpin in the shape of a fish hook and tie it onto a piece of string and try to fish the ring out with it."
So Mrs. Little found a piece of string and a hairpin, and for about a half hour she fished for the ring. But it was dark down the drain, and the hook always seemed to catch on something before she could get it down to where the ring was.
"What luck?" inquired Mr. Little, coming into the bathroom.
"No luck at all," said Mrs. Little. "The ring is so far down I can't fish it up."
"Why don't we send Stuart down after it?" suggested Mrs. Little.
"How about it, Stuart? Would you like to try?"
"Yes, I would," Stuart replied. "But I think I'd better get into my old pants. I imagine it's wet down there." "It's all of that," said George, who was a trifle annoyed that his hook idea hadn't worked.
So Stuart slipped into his old pants and prepared to go down the drain after the ring. He decided to carry the string along with him, leaving one end in charge of his father.
"When I jerk 3 times on the string, pull me up," he said.
And when Mr. Little knelt in the tub, Stuart slid easily down the drain and was lost to view. In a minute or so, there came 3 quick jerks on the string, and Mr. Little carefully hauled it up. There at the end was Stuart, with the ring safely around his neck.
"Oh, my brave little son," said Mrs. Little proudly,
as she kissed Stuart and thanked him.
"How was it down there?"
asked Mr. Little, who was always curious to know about places he had never been to.
"It was all right," said Stuart.
But the truth was, the drain had made him very slimy, and it was necessary for him to take a bath and sprinkle himself with a bit of his mother's violet water before he felt himself again. Everybody in the family thought he had been awfully good about the whole thing.
Check back for next week's following chapter of this book.